Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I don't think he knows exactly where I'm going. Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. That's Daryl Ryder over there. I'm Jeff Phelps. Anthony and Michael are with us today. Thanks, boys. Doing a good job. We appreciate that. So the thinking here, Daryl, is this. Congratulations to the Guardians. They've won some games here. And they're winning games the way that the Guardians seem to have historically won games. And I don't mean like, you know, forever. I mean recent years.
Jeff.
How do you win games? Don't yell at me yet. Let me roll it out, will you?
Okay.
Then you can yell at me. They've won games by having a dominant bullpen and pretty darn good starting pitching. Pretty darn good. And enough offense to get her done. Now, after not being very good, they had lost, 13 of 19 games. And now they've won two straight. It's only two straight.
And if they win one more, that's called a winning streak.
It has happened before.
Thank you.
The Guardians are in second place right now. It doesn't mean much because they're 9 games back, but they're in second place.
Second place, 9 games back.
Well, there's not two teams ahead of them. There's now just one. So that's a good thing. Here's the thing that's a little bit of a concern. They've won the last two games. In fact, let's go back a little further. Their last 5 games, here's the concern. Run totals, counting back from last night.
Oh, there is a concern in here?
A little bit. 4-3-0-3-2. So they haven't scored more than 4 runs in any of the last 5 games.
I did some math, and now I'm going to go. You said 4-3-0-2.
12 runs in the last 5 games. Okay. There, I did it for you. 12 runs in the last 5 games. So that's less than 3 a game.
It's not great.
No, but it looks like to me, starting to look like, the starting rotation is getting to the point where it's complementing a bullpen that's been really good. And it has me wondering, and not just these 2 games in San Francisco, that's not anywhere near sample size enough, but just watching, you know, watching with my eyes, knowing what I know about starting pitching, we know its role in baseball, especially today, you know, get me into the fifth inning. You don't even have to get me through the fifth inning anymore. Just get me into the fifth. And you're out after 4 2/3. You're out after 4 1/3. You get me into the sixth. Congratulations. That's great. But I think they're starting to show that they might have something here with the starting rotation. And I say it for a couple of reasons. Last night we saw Logan Allen. And, you know, Logan last year had some issues. Some of them might have been not being very coachable. Well, right?
Yeah. Somewhat important.
You're over there covering the team, correct?
Occasionally.
They sent him down, and hey, you better start listening. Their rotation right now, Tanner Bibee, Luis Ortiz, Gavin Williams, Logan Allen, and Slade Ciccone right now. all five of those guys either 25 or 26 years old. You see where I'm going here?
Yeah.
All five of those guys in their mid-20s. We don't have any 32, 33, 34-year-old guys who may have, you know, some time left. We have five guys there who have 10 years ahead of them in Major League Baseball. Will they all be here? No, of course not. Will they all pan out? No, of course not. But you have five guys who are doing okay right now, Daryl. I mean, Logan Allen looked good last night. Slade Ciccone throws it well. And, you know, he's the new guy in the rotation. Bybee, Ortiz, Williams, and Allen have been there all season long. They're all 25 or 26. Look down into the minors. And now here's where I'm getting to something. Parker Messick is 24. He's a lefty. They got a lot of lefties at AAA.
Yeah.
Doug Nikhazy's 25, lefty. Ryan Webb, lefty. He's 26 years old. And these guys aren't just guys. Messick was a second-round pick. Nikhazy was a second-round pick. Ryan Webb was a fourth-round pick. I didn't even count Joey Cantillo, who I like a lot. I'm surprised he's not back up here. He's not back up here because they're trying to stretch him out, and nobody in the rotation needs taken out. You're getting to the point where that surplus of pitching might come back again, which leads me to the trade thought. This team showing some life right now. Not a lot of life. You're nine games out. But, Daryl, if you have five guys in your rotation who are in their mid-20s, 25 or 26, and you have four guys knocking on the door in AAA, you could trade one or two of those guys. You have Shane Bieber coming back. You could trade Shane Bieber if he shows something. Let's say Shane has a good starter three before the trade deadline. He has a player option for next year. He can opt out. Well, why would you keep him? Put down one of these guys who are pitching pretty well. Take him out of the rotation. If Shane's not going to come back next year, you might be able to trade a guy like Bieber or a guy like Nikhazy or one of the guys in the rotation now. Go get a bat or two. Young bat, close to major league ready, maybe major league ready. And really take a run at this wild card thing. And once you're in, you're in. Especially if your young rotation's doing a nice job. Because your bullpen's been really good. There's my thought.
In their last 21 games, Jeff, they're 8-13. And in 12 of the 21 games, they've scored three or fewer runs. This is not a team.
You know what that screams to me, Daryl?
It screams, this is not a team that's on the rise, Jeff.
You know what that screams to me, Daryl?
They better throw a lot of shutouts.
It means, wow, with this pitching, the way it's coming on, you do have an arm or two you can trade for a bat, put it in the lineup, and go get yourself in the wild card.
You're outside your mind. You are outside your mind. They are so far away from being a serious threat to anybody right now. They've got three legitimate players in their lineup. Stephen Kwan, Jose Ramirez.
By the way, I saw a Kwan trade rumor the other day. I thought, oh no, don't do that.
Carlos Santana.
I'll say they have 2.5 players. Carlos is more than solid. The minute that I get the right offer for Carlos, I'm saying thank you again. You might be back for a fourth time, but this is the end of your third trip in Cleveland.
Yeah, we need to play some kids at first base.
Without question.
Like they've got here's
without the, question.
Here's their problem. They've got log jams from a roster standpoint, and none of them are any good. They've got log jams of average players to below average players who can't hit their weight.
Is that a problem?
Just a little bit.
I get the hitting is a major problem. I get it. But my thought is you're starting once again to get that type of rotational pitching.
Jeff, they're powered.
That might give you an arm or two that you can move. And maybe not even the arms we talked about. Take it down a level. You know, go to high A ball, go to double A ball, move an arm for a bat.
The sad part of this is their power numbers this year are better than they were last year. They don't have anyone on base. when they're hitting these home runs. Now, last night with Schneeman, exception to rule, three-run blast, great, right? But most of the time, it's usually a solo homer or a two-run shot. They don't put innings together with any semblance of consistency. The old get them on, get them over, get them in, aggressive base running, unless your name is Jose Ramirez, it is not working.
Daryl, end your argument. They can't hit. There. However, maybe you're getting enough pitching that you can trade some for some bats.
I don't think they have enough pitching. I don't think they have enough big league pitching right now.
What did I say?
I know
I said it's coming on. You might be getting there. You've got eight guys anyway.
Injuries,
right there in their mid-20s.
Injuries the last 3 years have depleted because 2 years ago, we were like, man, the same argument you're making right now, Jeff,
I know,
is the same thing we were talking about 2 to 3 years ago when we're like, look at all these arms that they have in the minor leagues that are coming up, and then injuries hit and all these arms had to come up, and then the arms came up and those arms got hurt. Like, I understand where you're coming from that, okay, the pipeline has been replenished a little bit here and maybe some guys are on the way.
But here's the thought.
Man, they are nowhere near putting together anything that resembles a complete ball club that's pitching, hitting, defense, base running, all the tools in there, Jeff. They are, in my view, galaxies away from that. Are they good enough to steal that final wild card spot that you're clinging to? They're in second place, 9 games back, but hey, they're in wild card position. Okay, that's great, but understand they're going nowhere. Well, when they get there, they're going nowhere. They are a threat to nobody.
But see, I disagree with that, because if you're in a series,
anything can happen.
Especially if you have good pitching.
But if you can't hit in the regular season, all of a sudden your bats aren't finding baseballs in the playoffs either.
I'm not going to argue that point. My point is this. The way that they're built right now, to me, they're not a playoff team, and not necessarily, even if they got in, able to do any damage. I'm wondering, can they thread that needle where they have the pitching? All of a sudden, hey, these guys are starting to pop, even with Ben Lively out for over a year. You know, here comes Slade Ciccone. He's done a really nice job. Can these guys keep getting better to the point where you think we can move, not necessarily one of those guys, we can move
something in the minor leagues.
We can move a highly
thought
of player in the minors and add a bat or two.
Here's the problem. That's not how the Guardians do business, though. They hang on to their young arms, because what's the most expensive thing in baseball?
Although pitching. Last year, you traded one for Lane Thomas.
I understand that.
And Jose Tano.
I hear you.
So, but I'm just wondering, are they starting to feel confident again in that rotation?
Where they're really good at organizationally, Jeff, is the trade market.
Picking up guys who are unknown in other markets or who we don't know when they get here.
They're right there. Yeah.
Luis Ortiz.
Well,
like
Emmanuel Clase.
Slade Ciccone.
Emmanuel Clase is a brilliant example.
Andy and I talked about this yesterday. Take it back, go Corey Kluber.
Yeah.
Mike Clevinger.
They are brilliant at moving on from guys.
At the right time.
They are very good at selling high right when that guy's about to go down. Like they're really good at identifying where the peak is, and then they get out. And that's how they're able to replenish their farm system, replenish the major league roster with young talent. The biggest problem that they've got they're really staring down the barrel of is Stephen Kwan and getting him extended.
I think the other thing they're looking at right now is Shane Bieber. And Daryl, I want your thoughts when we come back. Is he in the rotation or is he on the trade block? I think that's a huge question here coming up. It's Baskin and Phelps. Daryl's in for...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brandy today.
Yeah, no, I would probably be a horrible coach. I mean, listen,
I didn't say coach. I said hang.
Oh, I was going to say hang. I would be more than willing to help out, but I just don't know that I have much to offer the football youth of Northeast Ohio.
Hey, guys, it's Uncle Daryl. Go over to the interview station. Daryl will interview you. So I'm looking out for you, man. Side gig.
You saw Sajur running around the practice field this week, right, with the camera?
Great. Get great coaching. Get coaching on how to do interviews from Uncle Daryl. Uncle Daryl's not real happy with me because I'm looking at the Guardians rotation and I'm thinking,
problem solved.
I'm thinking this is on its way.
Hey, can any of you pitchers hit a baseball?
I know the bullpen is rock solid, and I'm looking at AAA and thinking, might have something there. You got a couple of guys that you drafted high, you think are pretty good. They might be able to help you out here. And a couple of the guys are doing pretty well down there. And I'm wondering, does that mean maybe you could trade some pitching depth for a bat or two and really take a run at this?
Man,
right now you're in the final wild card spot, Todd.
How much are the tickets to Fantasyland?
Anthony is in Cleveland Heights. Hello, Anthony.
How are you doing, guys?
Very well, thank you.
Until Jeff raised this preposterous notion here.
I don't think it's as preposterous as you think, Daryl.
I'm just giving the old man a hard time. Leave me alone.
Who are you giving a hard time?
You.
Oh.
Now, I checked on the various models for the Guardians. World Series chances are around 1% now, so we're obviously not talking about a great chance. There's no question about that.
But hey, you're still telling me there's a chance at 1%, so
well,
we have that going for us.
Well, this is, of course, pre-playoffs, so once you qualify for the playoffs, as you guys referred to earlier,
it might go up to 2%.
It might go up, so... not to get sabermetrics on you, but the batting average on the balls put in play for the team, they are second to last in the league. So,
hang on, let me get my flask while you explain all of this because it's making me want to drink.
I'm just saying, what seems like a putrid offense, it may not be great.
No, it doesn't seem like it's a putrid offense. It is a putrid offense.
Let the man speak.
I don't think
the man speaking optimism and truth. Keep going, Anthony.
It could get to it with a little luck. It could get to mediocre,
and
with
yes.
And with the pitching that Jeff is talking about, that is enough to qualify for the playoffs for sure. So, I heard some talk about Taylor Ward, the Angels
power hitting outfielder whose batting average would fit right in with the rest of the Guardians.
18 home runs. Now, the only downside is his contract is expiring. The Guardians don't like to, the rental thing is not their traditional mode of operation for sure. But, and obviously we're talking about shades of chances here. This is not going to turn them into the Los Angeles Dodgers. but it could inch you forward into
mediocrity.
Well, yeah, on the offensive side, again, you know, it's sort of like basketball when they say that the game looks so much easier when the ball goes into the hoop, right?
There it is, Anthony.
With baseball.
Hey, Anthony, let me throw something out to you. You ready? All right, your starting rotation does a great job through 4 2/3. You get to the bullpen. You're not giving up any runs. Guardians get a man on first due to a walk. You bunt him over. You get a pass ball. He goes to third. You get a sack fly. You win 1-0.
And you hit the balls where the players are, and all of a sudden you say, well, this offense
there it
is,
Anthony.
Bad.
Anthony, so, thank you very much. Thank you, Anthony.
I never knew the goal was mediocrity. Here we are.
It's not mediocrity as a team, Daryl.
But see, here's the thing.
What it is, okay, your offense probably isn't going to be better than mediocre this year at all. But if you have a mediocre offense and rock-solid pitching, you can do some things.
Like get the last wild card and be eliminated quickly.
So what?
But hey, you got to play an extra two games.
How'd that work for the Cavs? It was about the same thing.
Yeah, but they were the best team offensively in the league, and they won the most games in the conference.
And how did that work in the playoffs? My only point is this. Once you get into the playoffs,
anything can happen. Thank you, Mark Shapiro.
Ask the Indiana Pacers.
You know, that's what Mark Shapiro used to tell us, right?
He's right. He's right. I say this as a man who sat there outside of whatever the heck they were calling it back in the day and watching that World Series trophy be taken from the right side to the left side out the big garage door with Mr. Jacobs right behind it.
I'm pretty sure it was Joe Robbie Stadium at the time.
And then all of a sudden, here come the Marlins. And all of a sudden, that trophy went from the left side back to the right side. And I watched it go back to the Marlins locker room. Come on, Daryl. Once you're in, anything can happen.
Jeff, you're talking about 1997. It took the then Indians 11 years just to get back to the American League Championship Series, which they blew a 3-1 lead to the Boston Red Sox.
Daryl.
Then it took another 9 years, Jeffrey, for them to get back to the World Series, in which they blew a 3-1 lead to the Chicago Cubs.
Daryl,
we are 9 years removed now from them still waiting to sniff the World Daryl. Series again.
1954.
Actually, 1948. That's the last
Hold
time
on.
They had the
1954
trophy.
1954.
Yeah.
Went to the World Series.
Yeah. I'm aware.
Won 111 games.
Yep.
It wasn't until 1995 that they actually made it back to the World Series. Do the math.
41 years.
That's 41 years. First time in my lifetime that they went to the World Series was 1995.
So you're saying I should be happy they've lost 3 World Series in my lifetime?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you should. You shouldn't
mediocrity
be happy.
Mediocrity achieved.
You shouldn't be happy, but did you enjoy the baseball? You just told me the Cavs won 64 in the regular season, like I'm supposed to go do some dance down Huron.
Well, I enjoyed watching that basketball, yes.
I did too, and that's my point.
I would argue the 1995 Cleveland Indians are the greatest team never to win the World Series.
Couldn't agree with you more. My point is this. Once you're in, you never know. And I wonder, I'm not convinced.
Well, 97 was the ultimate.
Oh, exactly.
Thing,
they
right?
weren't nearly as good as 95, and they almost won the whole thing.
But they didn't.
No, they didn't. Thank you for pointing that out.
Mediocrity achieved.
Appreciate that. Tom and Menor, help me out, Tom, please. He's a non-believer.
I'm going to go tell you, Daryl, I love your cynicism, and you're the only one at that station that does it with the Browns, and you have my utmost respect. But I can't believe you're going down this road. Look at in the last 10 years, how many of teams that won the World Series were either the division champ or came out of the wild card pool. I think at one time it was like 4 or 5 years in a row they come out of it.
Well, so I'm not arguing. Hey, Tom, I'm not arguing the whole get in, anything can happen. I'm not arguing that. I'm not even arguing at this point because I'm not even upset. The Guardians are exactly like what I thought they were going to be this year. So, like, I can't be mad at them. I thought they were around a 500 team. And if they could squeak in the last wild card spot, great. If not, well, they met my mediocre expectations for them. What I'm arguing, though, is I don't believe that this particular team, even under your and Jeff's premise of anything happens if you get in the tournament, just get in. I don't believe that this team, as it's constructed, has the ability to even benefit from the anything can happen, just get in mantra. That's my whole point.
Would you have ever guessed that Indiana would have handled the Cavs so easily? And here's one more take.
Easily, no, but I did believe that the Pacers were a legitimate threat.
Yeah, it was a tough matchup for the Cavs, just on length of players and so on and so forth. But I'm going to tell you this much. I'm glad we got beat by Indiana, because I tell you what, if we'd have gotten past Indiana, and we'd have gotten bounced out by the Knicks, I think the town would have literally gone ahead and just crumbled right there in the middle of the lake, because we'd have then proven the fact it doesn't matter what we do, we're not strong enough, tough enough, mean enough, aggressive enough, and we really would have been talking about what core four, because we'd have blown it all up.
Yeah, and that would, Tom, that and Mr. Buckley's calls would have been insufferable.
One thing, Daryl, the way this team is built right now, I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm not.
The way it's built right now, I don't think. I think they'd have a hard time making the wild card, and if they got in, I think they'd have a hard time
beating anybody.
Agreed, but that's not my point.
I know you think that they can trade some of this pitching to get
I don't even know that yet, but they're starting in my mind to show enough life in the rotation to make me think that you might want to move some for some hitting.
I'm seeing is a flat line at the plate right now.
Well, without question. I mean, that's a given.
With an occasional beep.
Well, but that's a given. I mean, we know that. That hasn't changed. That brings up Shane Bieber, though, to me.
The Biebs! He's going to save the day, either via trade or he's going to come out and just light it up.
Don't be a smart guy. Last year, Matthew Boyd was, you know, like, oh, there's a lottery ticket for you. Well, they cashed it, and it paid off. I wonder if his experience here last year, how that factors in with what the Guardians are thinking about Bieber. And Bieber, of course, much better record before right. than Boyd.
Yeah, has a Cy Young trophy
exactly.
in the case.
Even in a short season, good for him.
Guardians grow Cy Young Award winners on trees.
Not necessarily. Sometimes they're bushes. But
which one's the bush of the five that won it?
With Bieber.
Come on. You gotta give me an answer there.
With Bieber. You could say it was Bieber because he was, what, 8-1 in his Cy Young season? Because it didn't last all year.
Okay, that's fair.
If he's good to go, and he has a player option for next year.
Okay.
Do you go to him and talk to his agent? Hey, we can trade him. We won't if he picks up his option.
Well,
because he might be the guy who could get you the offense you need. And if the other guys in the rotation, Daryl, are doing the job, which they're doing kind of right now, they're showing some real signs of life. I mean, they got five guys I like.
So he's supposed to be back around the All-Star break.
It was delayed a week.
I understand that.
Because of his little setback.
Right. I'm not arguing your premise. I just don't think the runway is going to be long enough, Jeff. Because when you're talking All-Star break, trade deadline is, what, July 30th, 31st there? I don't know that the runway is long enough to be able to determine, is Shane Bieber back? Does that make sense? Like, is he really the Shane Bieber that we've come to love and know, right? I don't, because that's about 2 weeks. You're talking 2 weeks. Let's say.
But how about this?
Let's say it's 3 weeks. I'll give you a third week in there. Is 3 weeks, which by my math would be about 3 to 4 starts, is that enough to tell you this guy's back?
It might be if I am making a trade for him and I say, we will trade for you if you pick up that option for next year.
No, but you
so that whoever trades for him
okay,
gets him for the rest of this year and all of next year.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought you were saying that the Guardians would go to his folks and say, hey, pick up the player option. You stay in Cleveland.
Yes.
If you don't, we trade you.
And it
but
could,
then you're saying the team that's acquiring also
way.
Wants to know, do you want the player
team
option?
That acquires him might be willing to give up a bigger or better bat or prospect or whatever if Bieber picks up that option. Oh, the possibilities, folks. It's Baskin and Phelps with Daryl in for Andy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.